Blog Talk Radio.
Through our worship, so that people who don't know him
would want to know him. And you know, God made it pretty easy for us. He was willing to send his only begotten son. His son was willing to give his life. And because he died on the cross for our sins, all we have to do is believe, and we can be saved. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 9 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. It's just that easy. And I want to ask you to accept Jesus into your heart, because I know for sure that that will be the best decision you have ever made and the best one you will ever make. Jesus changes everything. He gives you life. He gives you hope. He gives you peace. He heals your body. But you know what? The greatest miracle of all is that when we leave here, we get to be in his presence forever. It's eternal salvation. It never runs out. His love never ends. It never runs out. But you have to receive this gift. And so if you want it tonight, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins. And I believe on the third day you raised him from the grave. I confess I'm a sinner, but I believe you're my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I invite you into my heart. Be the Lord of my life for the rest of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I will be empowered to live a life pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you said that prayer and you believe it, you know what you're saying. You know what? He's your future. He's your hope. He's the anchor of your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're my future.
Blessing. This is LaShawn from Texas, your host for tonight. I pray that you can hear me clear. Thank you for calling. You could have been doing anything else tonight, but I just thank God for those that's on here. God bless you. Father God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for what you're doing. Father God, I ask that you just come in and have your way. I always give Blog Talk to you. I always say Blog Talk belongs to you. This is your radio station. This is yours, Father God. This is your ministry. Father God, we decrease so you can increase, so you have your way. You know. What do you have for your people tonight? We can write it down. We can prepare. But when the Holy Spirit come upon us, he always take over. So, Father God, I ask that you take over tonight. We come against any distraction, the prince of the airway. We call for the Holy Spirit to take over the airway. We come against, we take authority over any disrupted coming through the airway. Anything that's not of you, Father God. I know that I have angels that's surrounding us. I know there's angels around me. So, Father God, you speak tonight. You speak, you speak, you speak, you speak. And I ask that you touch the heart of your people. Father God, touch their heart tonight. Father God, touch their ears and touch their eyes. Father God, my prayer is for those that do not know you, that they will surrender and say, I want more. I want more. I want this revival. Why they keep talking about this great revival, this shaking revival? What is this revival they are speaking about? And Father God, we don't pray any selfish prayer on here. I'm asking that you do it. Do a revival in their own home. Revive them, Father God. Revive them tonight. We want to even see miracles, even on Blog Talk. We want to see miracles. I know I want to see miracles. You have shown us miracles even on Blog Talk, on Prophetic Grace Network. We have seen it. We heard testimony. And I thank you. I thank you for good news. I thank you for being our hope. I thank you for being our future. I thank you for being our comfort. Father God, when we trust in you, Father God, when we trust in your word, Father God, is hope in your word. Father God, when we trust in the word and we stand on the word, there's a future in your word. Father God, your word do not come back to us void. Father God, when you speak it, it's going to go for it. Father God, your word is like a two-edged sword. That's why it cuts. And Father God, sometimes we need to have an open heart surgery so you can cut us open and get what you need to get on the inside. Touch the heart of your people. And I'm crying out for an open heart surgery. Even Father God, release your tools. Release every equipment that you can stick on their chest to revive them. Revive every dead cell. Revive every dead mind. Revive it tonight, Father God. Revive it in the next hour, Father God. Revive them. Restore them. Restore the ones that's weak. Give them strength, Father God. Let their strength come from you, because you sit above everything, Father God. Our problems, our hurts, you sit above it, Father God. You are a strong tower. You always will be our strong tower. You always will be our strength when we are weak. So, Father God, I ask that you strengthen them that can't get out their bed, that can't go on no longer. Father God, we pray over those that lost loved ones. Let this be a celebration. Everything we don't understand, we don't understand why, when, how you gonna do it. But one thing I know, you are God Almighty, and you do not make no mistake. You are God Almighty, that you are God that should not lie. You are God Almighty. You are mercy God. You are healing God. You are a deliver God. And Father God, we give you the grace. We give you the glory. We assault your name, Father God. You are the shield. See, a lot of us don't understand things, and some things just ain't meant for us to understand. If we knew everything, if we knew all the answers, you would give it to us, but some things you just don't tell us. It's between you, Father God. It's your business. But one thing I know, you are a shield around us. You are our shield. You are my glory. You the one that we lift up. When we lift up our head and we give you the glory, when we lift our head up and give you the glory, and we begin to cry out to you, Father God, you will answer. You will answer us, Father God. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. You will answer us from your holy mountain. You will allow us to lay down and get the rest that we need. You will sustain us. So I ask that you sustain the ones that's broken. Father God, so many is broken. So many is broken. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We will not suffer. We will not be shaken. We will not lose hope. We will not take our eyes off of you. It's so easy for us to take our eyes off of you. But Father God, I just ask that you pour your love. Pour out your love on the broken heart. Pour out your love because you love us. If you didn't love us, you wouldn't do what you have done. You wouldn't send your only son here over 200,000 years ago. You love us. You don't put us to shame. You don't want us to be broken. You don't want us to be sad. But Father God, your love is greater. You have unconditional love, and we thank you. We honor you. We put all our hope in you, Father God, so you can renew our strength. Your word tells us we should mount up like wings, like eagle. We should soar. That we should run and not be weary. That when we walk, we will not faint. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I thank you. Does your word tell me all things work together for the good to them that love you? And I know one thing, Father God, I love you. And I know there's many on here love you too. So we thank you and we honor you and your precious son, Yahshua name. Amen. So I just thank you for joining us tonight. If this your first time calling in to Blog Talk, Prophetic Grace Network, the owner is Randy and his beautiful wife. We have hosts every day, 7 days, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Randy, he do be on Monday through Thursday from 9 p.m. Central Time. If you have not had a chance to call in and have Randy, Prophet Randy, to minister to you, please do so. On Saturday, we have our dear sister, sister Karma, and she'll be on Saturday night at 9 p.m. We have sometime our dear sister Angela Joy or our dear sister Felicia on Sundays. We do have our brother Terrence and his beautiful wife Tanisha on Wednesday. We do have Sister Deborah on Tuesday. And we have, did she be on Monday or Tuesday? I think Deborah be on Monday. And I think our sister Jean be on Tuesday. It's one of them be on one. Somebody help me out. So, and then you have me as a host on Friday. But I say this is not our radio. This is G-O-D radio. We have been had so much powerful testimony on here. And when the Holy Spirit spoke to me, I'm about to do things uncommon and unusual. And it's going to hit the airways. You're going to see testimony come through the airway. You don't have to lay hands all the time on someone. But the Holy Spirit will come up on you. The Holy Spirit will speak through you. Just your word. If you have faith and believe in my word, you know if you serve me and you abide in me, this I'm talking about Christ now. I ain't talking about LaShawn now. I'm talking about the word from our Heavenly Father. Abide in my word and I in you. You have to accept Christ. We have to know that Christ is the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No other way. They have been lying and saying now these days they are saying there are multiple ways to get in heaven. let me say this, and I'm saying this with L-O-V-E, with love. Do not believe the hype. There's only one way. Only one way. And please know the way of Yahweh. Learn of his way. Know who he is. You get connected to him yourself. How do we do it? First, you accept that his son is real. You accept who he is because he tells us in the book of John 14:6. This is Yahshua talking, Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no way you're going to get around that. Amen. I'm going to be on here for a short time tonight. You know, some of y'all here, our family, we got some some news up on this week about my cousin, just my first cousin. I grew up with him, and I was just sitting up here just thinking, you know, they call me Aunt Shani. That's what they call me. Ain't Shani, Ain't Shani. People used to wonder, why would my cousin call me Ain't Shani? Even his mama would call me Ain't Shani. And this is my auntie. And the reason why they would call me Ain't Shani is because as I grew up, they grew up with me. I was always around, you know, when they was younger. And so they just took their name because I was always to the house, always around them. So they were saying Aunt Shani, and then sometimes they say Cousin Shani. So it's just that when we was coming up, we was close like that. I was close to him and another one of my cousins. So I can remember some things. You know, I try to remember the good things, even though the situation is sad. We don't want no one to leave this earth in a tragic accident. Anyone, that's an accident. It's a fatal accident. We don't want, you know, we want to do how Abraham and, you know, people that live a long time, a long life. But like I said, if we can give you the answer, God will show us. He don't show us everything because he didn't even show me this was coming. You know, I know I just felt something weird, but you just don't know. And sometimes he don't tell us because he knows some of us would pray. And you just don't know when that person, they might be ready. I mean, we just don't know. We just don't know. And sometimes we will try to pray. And it's already done. If it's already done in heaven, it's going to be done here on earth. So only God knows. Amen. So I thank you. I thank those who reached out and prayed. I thank Randy and Prophetic Grace Network, everyone that pray, always praying. And we just ask that you keep our family in prayer, especially my auntie. She don't want, you know, around this time, some of y'all know that my dear grandmama, she went on. And so this month, last year, our dear grandmama, you know, she went on home. And so now our cousin, so is my auntie mother. So it's just that she can't right now. She just at a place that she's not there. She can't deal with it, and she just can't move, and she just asked us to do it. She don't want to go. She don't want to have a funeral. She don't want to have a wake. She want him to get cremated and just bring his ashes to her. She don't want none of that. She just can't do it. So please pray for strength. Pray God will show those who he will show what to pray for. So just keep her in your prayer. Amen. God is good. He's good. I just want to talk a little bit, like I say, ain't going to be on here. For those who on here for the first time, if you want to be ministered to, just press one on your phone. That will put you in a queue. I can see the little hand up, the little hand. And what we do, we give the word, be led by the Holy Spirit. And once we give the word, you know, we go and pray over those who have their hand up. Or you might want to say something, a word of encouragement or a testimony. Put your hand up. I will see you, and I try to do it by order with those with their hand up. Sometimes we have a lot of people with their hands up, and sometimes we don't. And I just ask those who have their hand up to be considered, because we have quite a few people with their hand up, to be considered of the next caller so we can get, you know, I try to get everyone. So just, you know, be, you know, passionate and consider of those that's in the line waiting. But the Holy Spirit been having me in Matthew 10. And I titled this message, and as ye go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let me tell you something. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. We are the disciples. He was speaking to his disciples. And as you read Matthew 10, he is giving them instruction to the 12 disciples. Well, we are disciples. We all serve. We all have a calling in the kingdom. I don't care what is your calling. We are the body, the body, many bodies. We are body. He's the head. And like I told God, I told Yahweh the other day, I don't care if you want me to be the feet. I will be the feet. I will be the finger. Whatever you need me to be, I'm a be. Whatever you need me to be, that's what I'm a be. So you use me wherever you need me to, where you want to be, want to use me. If you tell me go and stand on a side of a teacher to pray and cover them, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. If you tell me to rest and just serve someone, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. Sometimes God will give you strange instruction. And see, many people miss it because they don't complete their assignment. They incomplete their assignment. God's going to connect you with people for a reason and a season. And see, a lot of these reasons that he connects us, sometimes it can be a tough reason because you have been going around that mountain around and around like the merry-go-round, and you have been wilding in the mud, stuck in the whirlpool, going around in that whirlpool. And sometimes God will send that person because we know God is, his word is like a two-edged sword. He's been speaking to you, but you ain't listening. You're not walking in obedience. So God will connect you just for a season, just for a hour, so you can get what you need. And that's why you always hear me on her, get what you need. Especially when the Holy Spirit is flowing in heaven. I say, well, heaven is open up. The Holy Spirit is here. I feel the fire of God. Anytime I feel the fire of God, I know them angels around. And when I feel that, somebody say, get ready to receive healing in their body or deliverance and set free. And I say, you need to get it, get it, get it, get it. You better get what you need. You better get what you need. That's why you always hear me say that. This is a season of washing. He's washing. It's time to wash. It's time to wash his people because there are many that's filthy. Oh, my God. See, I told you, I planned something else, but see, when the Holy Spirit come have your way, there is a washing going on because many in the body is dirty. And the reason why so many is dirty because they up under a dirty ministry. And there is a washing going on. Even Jesus, he got down and dirty and washed his disciples' feet. He washed his disciples' feet. You don't understand what I'm doing, but you will later. They was up there trying to argue who was the greatest, who was the greatest. See, they wanted Jesus to pick and choose. Even Peter saying, don't just wash my feet, wash my head, wash my body. And see, this season, God is saying, clean up your home, clean up yourself, clean, get all the trunk out your trunk. I don't know why I said that, but you need, he's doing a cleansing.
A lot of us need to be clean. You need to clean up your email. You need to clean up your Facebook. You need to clean up your home. And like I said, if I don't have nobody on here to witness, I'm a witness to myself. Clean up. It's a cleaning. It's a spiritual cleaning. In the book of Zechariah, then he gave me confirmation through a prophet that gave me a word that God is getting rid of the filthy garment. When you begin to read Zechariah, Joshua, which means Jesus, Jesus took up all the filthy rag, my God, because Jesus did not even know no sin. So he had to take the filthy garment. Let me tell you something. Let me help some of your people out. I don't care if you the arm, the body, the head, or whatever, some of your calling, you've got to take the sin of those who you minister to, the filthy rats. Jesus took the filthy rats upon him. Even and when you read the book of Zechariah, even Satan was up in court. He was up there going with back and forth with the angels in the court with Joshua. God, so I'm going to get rid of the 50 rag. I'm going to get rid of the 50 rag of Israel. I'm getting rid of the filthy rag, and I'm about to clothe you with fresh garment. I'm about to clothe, but see, I need to clean you up. I can't put fresh garment. I can't put this robe on you. I can't put this crown on you. And some of you, I can't put this bride dress on you because you're filthy. Oh, I'm talking to tonight. And then filthy garment don't mean that you're filthy and you in sin. It's just that you let, oh, Holy Spirit, speak tonight. I'm going to help somebody out tonight. Jesus didn't know no sin, but he had filthy garment. And that filthy garment means he took on the sin of the world. Some of you going to have to take the sin of your family, your loved ones, because they filthy. And when you begin to take on the sins by interceding and crying and labor and moaning and groaning, God got to go and clean you up and strip you from those filthy garments that you've been carrying for your loved one. You've been carrying it for your household. You've been carrying for those that don't know how to war for themselves, the ones that's dealing with mental and physical, spirit of destruction. They are carrying the filthy garment of the people that's in their own household. Who am I talking to tonight? Jesus had to carry the filthy garment. He didn't know no sin. He had to carry it. And then his father had to give him the real clean garment, the role of righteousness, the role of healing and deliverance to set the people free. Come on. Some of y'all about to get some new garment. Some of you going to get the garment, and you're going to wear it very well. So he said, and as you go, preach, said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was giving instruction to the disciples to go out and teach, go out and preach. And then when you get to the beginning of Matthew 10, and when he called unto him his 12 disciples, we today is the disciple. We today, we are the body. We are the bride. So he is speaking the same word he spoke over 200,000 years ago. When you get in his word, when you break bread with him and invite him into your house and let him sit at your table, and you begin to break bread with him, he begin to look at his word, and he's speaking to you through his word. That's how we connect to him, through the Holy Spirit. He gave them power. See, he gave them power. Your pastor don't give you power. Your teacher don't give you power. They can't important power in you. Can I help you out tonight? The power already up in you, because your Savior, Jesus Christ, said, I had to go. I got to go back to where I return. I got to return from which I come from, which is my Father. But I ain't going to leave you. I'm not just going to leave you like this. I'm going to send a comfort. which is the Holy Spirit. He even told the disciple, go over there, go into the upper room and wait. Just wait. Just wait. So I'm going to send a comfort because I got to go. You ain't going to no longer have me. This is the word of Jesus. You ain't going to no longer have me, but you will have connection to me because I'm going to give you a comfort, which he's the counselor. You know, when you go in front of Yahweh, you're going to go into great wise counseling. He's a great counselor. He's a great teacher. He's your friend. He's your comfort. So at the time as he was walking here on earth with the disciple and the people, he said, he's giving them power against, hold up, against what? Against what? So when you pray, you got to understand what you're praying about. You got to rebuke. See, it's something about I rebuke. Do you not hear the power when you say I rebuke? Oh my God, demons begin to tremble. Like I told y'all on here, something about clapping your hands. When I clap my hands, I can hear the sound and the spirit. They don't like that. That is a weapon. Your hand is a weapon. Your feet is a weapon. And your mouth is a weapon. He gave them power against. He didn't say connect with them. What the word say? When you come on here, bring your book, because we are breaking bread together. When he say, daughter, break bread with my people. How do I break bread with your people? By speaking the word. Because I am the bread of life. Come on. Who am I talking to tonight? So Jesus is giving them instruction. And when he's giving instruction, he's giving it in his word. He gave them power against unclean spirit to cast them out, not to play around with them, not to hotshot with them, not to go around and around with them. He gave them power to against unclean spirit to cast them out. You can't cast out no spirit, no unclean spirit when you got one in you. You cannot cast out no unclean spirit when you corrupted, your heart corrupted. You have you heard of the story about them spirit whooped them men out their clothes? You can't cast out no spirit. He said, I gave them power against unclean spirit to cast them out and to heal all manners of sickness and all manner of disease. Jesus gave his disciple that. Jesus not gonna come back down here on the earth and do it again because he already been dead and his job was finished when he gave up the ghost and he went to hell and took the keys. Come on. So he said, all power and authority has been given unto you. Y'all have to understand that. You can't be a coward. You can't let people, I have to learn through this. You can't let people run over you. You're going to have to take authority. Because he let us know our authority has been given unto you. Jesus, you agree with heaven. You sit above principality and power. Because that's where Jesus, that's where Yahweh is. He's above the principality and power. He's above that prince of Persia. Come on. Come on, y'all. So we got to come up. We got to sit up. We got to connect with heaven. And so he gave this instruction to go out. He gave it to all 12 apostles. And the 12 apostles, they went out. And the same thing applied to them, applied to us today. Nothing changed. But check this out. When you go down, when you go down to verse 5, these 12 Jesus sent forth and command them, saying, go not into the, look, listen, that's why it's so important. That's why I have to learn. I'm learning. I'm telling you, this last past weekend, I went somewhere. This is the Bible verse that God been ministering to me. I'm learning myself. He sent them forth and gave them commandments. He commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, into any city of the Samaritan. Enter ye not. Some places, oh, I'm going to help some of y'all out. Some city, some country, he don't even want us to go. Because even in the book of John, Jesus didn't even minister to certain people because he knew the spirit they was operating in. So he didn't even waste his time because he knew the spirit that was operating in them and they would not receive him. So he didn't waste his time. We got to come on. We got to get in the book and remind ourselves about some of this stuff. If they didn't receive Jesus, Yahshua, why do you think they're going to receive you? Come on. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Everybody ain't going to be in the building. Everybody ain't going to be in the church that man built. He sending people out. Great revival out. Great revival going to be on the land. I didn't gave a word by 2 or 3 years ago. You about to see revival break out in people home in the basement. Y'all don't believe that. He said, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus then hang with the Gentiles and the Pharisees because he already know what spirit they were operating in. And as you go preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Oh, cast out them devils. And he said, oh, I'm going to help y'all out tonight because this word ministered to me for the last couple days. Freely ye have received, freely given. If you don't receive the word of God and you don't receive the assignment, every assignment that he give you ain't going to be clean and pretty. Every assignment he give you ain't going to be peaches and cream. If you can go and do the assignment and complete the assignment, don't give up on the assignment, don't complain about the assignment. Some assignment going to hurt. You going to feel it in your body. Some is going to mark you. Some is going to prosecute you. It ain't going to feel good when you say, yes, God, I surrender to you. Yes, to your will. But when you say yes, you're going to receive a reward in heaven that's greater than here on earth. Who else I'm talking to tonight? Somebody needs to talk back to me. I know y'all muted. Come on. We got to get in the word because he said ain't enough teaching. Everybody wants a word, but they don't want to get in the word. But they want the word. They want a prophecy, but they don't know I am the prophet. This is the Father speaking, and that's what he told me. I am the prophecy. I am the light. I am the beginning, and I am the end, and I am the middle. I am above, and I'm above. I have everything. I have the weapons. I have everything you need. I am your strong tower. He's the Alpha and Omega. He said he is the living word. Because in the book of John tell us, in the beginning was the word. He is the word. He is the word. If you ever want a word, get in the word, eat the word, bathe in the word, sleep in the word. And see how this cleanse is going to come to the body of Christ. He got to clean you with his word. He got to mold you with his word. He got to wash you with his word. He got to wash you from head to toe. He got to do an open heart surgery. He got to scan you. He got to get everything. He got to squeeze you like a lemonade to squeeze you dry to make sure you will not go back and backslide. He is the word. He's going to whoop you with the word. He's going to mow you with the word. He's going to correct you with the word. And he's going to love you with the word. Which what part I don't understand? Oh, who am I talking to?
some people don't want to hear that. He gave them instruction. Not only he told them, he said, when you go, and I'm saying the way I can break it down. See, when he said go and preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he told them, heal. That's an instruction from the Messiah. He said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. Some of us got leprosy skin. We need to be clean. We need to be washed. We are too dirty. The church too dirty. Our household too dirty. I ain't talking about not an unclean house, but some people do have that. But the house needs to be clean on the inside and out. When I talk about the house, I'm talking about your temple. Your body is the tabernacle. Huh? Your body is the temple. In order for the Holy Spirit to dwell there, it cannot dwell in a dirty temple. That's why this is a time of washing. This is a time of cleansing. Some of us need to be washed on the inside and the outside. Filthy garment. You're going to hear about a lot of people going around. Why? Y'all can write this down. Today is April the 22. Time 9:46. Y'all about to see a lot of people washing feet. Watch and see. You're going to see more of, and don't be surprised when you see the young generation doing, the young generation is being shaken. Y'all don't hear me. The young generation's been shaken because they're getting so tired. They want to know, who is this? Who are thy Lord? Who are thy Lord? Lord, we've been crying out to you. They are starting to open, their eyes is starting to open up. The scales is coming out their eye. They are beginning to see wicked for what they are. They begin to understand when the word say woe unto them, they are coming alive, and then the revival gonna hit them first. Oh my God, they're gonna see this miracle, and it's coming straight from the throne. He said, when you go, provide neither gold, silver, nor brass in your purse. Money. He don't want you to go with no money, because his gift is when I give you a word, it don't cost you nothing. I'm about to get in trouble. See, he told the disciple, when you go, don't be stacking up thousands and thousands of dollars, 500, worrying about where you're going to lay your head, worrying about where you're going to go. See, he's going to help you out in this. Go to Matthew 10, y'all. Come on, follow me. Told him not to even bring no money. Even he told them not to, don't even bring, he gave specific instruction not to even bring certain type of clothes and shoes. That's in the next verse in chapter 10. Listen what it say in verse 11. Into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, oh, you better inquire who's in it. Listen, who's in it is worthy. This thing messed me up. It messed me up. We better stick to what the word of Yahweh says. He said, we better check them out. When we step foot in these churches, in these buildings, even when we go to a city, we need to see if they even worthy. And there abide till ye go there. You know, you stay there. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, this ain't LaShawn saying this. Y'all need to open the book, read the book. This is Matthew 10, chapter 13. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. I ain't said it. The book said it. The book said it. Oh, my God. And whosoever
should not receive you, because everybody ain't going to receive you. Everybody ain't going to like you. Everybody ain't going to want to hear what come out your mouth. Listen to what verse 14 say. And whosoever shall not receive you, comma, nor hear your word, comma, words, hear your words, comma, when you depart out of that house or city, shake it off. Shake the dust off your feet. Verily, I say unto you, he letting them know it will be more tolerant for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the days of judgment than for this city. Oh. Behold, I sent you forth as a sheep in the midst of wool. So this let you know, you're going to go into somebody's house. Is the temple. House is the place to worship. House should be holy. And sometimes they ain't holy. It ain't no house to worship. You know what they are? They are a house, a bunch of robbers and thieves, a bunch of pimps and a bull pit. I said it, yes, I said it on PGN, because I didn't see them too many times. They prophesy lying. They pimps in the pool pit, and they are house of robber and thief. That's why he say, take the peace back. Is this worthy? Come on. This house and this village and this city is worthy for you to release the word? Is it worthy for you to minister to them? Come on. Some of you don't even know that was in the Bible. But he letting you know, I, the Father, sit you for as a sheep in the middle of wolves, sheep in wool clothing, pimps in a pool pit, false prophet, wizards and warlocks. He letting us know he gonna send you in these. It's gonna be a bunch of wolves. Do you not know wolves running in packs? One can sit there and act like they didn't know they were gonna do this, and they can sit there and act innocent, but they using the main one to come on and dig out your pocket. But ye therefore, he telling us, but ye therefore, he let us know, be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. Come on, y'all. You better check them out. You better have the spirit of discernment to know. You better have the spirit to know you among wolves in sheep clothing. And I'm going to leave it right there. We'll pick up the rest if the Lord allow us next week, because I want to go ahead and take some callers. So, God, I thank you for your word. Remember, we all his disciples. We all should go forth. Whatever he tell you to do, if he tell you to connect to Blog Talk, connect to PGN, if he tell you, because see, one thing I know, God, Yahweh will pull you out of these buildings, because he's about to tear them down, and you don't want to be near him when he tear them down. He's about to tear them down. That angel with the sledgehammer is going into these buildings, these altars that they have built, and he's tearing them down. So sometimes he got to pull you away. He got to pull you away because you're going to be on a certain assignment. You're going to have a certain ministry. Your ministry might be healing and delivering. Your ministry might be for women, broken men. He's going to send you to the lost sheep. Don't abort your assignment. Complete your assignment. And those that's on here, if God assigned you to an individual just for a season and time, don't you abort it. Because when you abort your assignment before it's completed, you're going to go around and around in that mountain. You're going to be stuck in the whirlpool. You're going to have to sometime come back to that assignment. You got to honor who God placed in your life. God don't make no mistake, y'all. He don't make no mistake. Sometimes he will place people in their life because people got faith. Some of these people that's in the building don't even have that faith. But he got a specific one that fear him. Let me help somebody out tonight. Be careful what you say about people. Because Holy Spirit brought me to the book of, and I said this the last time I was on here, the book of Job. You have to be careful who you put your mouth on and you to see. Remember Job? the Father, Yahweh, said, have you considered my servant Job? I have, but you got that. I'm just saying the way I can break it down to, yeah, I have, but you have to hedge your protection around his family. You even got it around his land. I can't touch him. But if you can remove, he's going to curse you in your face. And then when Joe's friend came around him for all those years, they were saying, you lying about something. You did something. You made God mad. You did something, Joe. You might well tell us. What did God say? Yahweh said he was a fearful man and he was a righteous man and he hate evil. Let me tell you something. There are people out there that is very fearful of God. They are righteous. They have compassion for him. And those people hate evil. And those are the people that are going to get attacked, going to get everything going to come their way. Don't mean they did anything wrong, y'all. Go read the book of Job yourself. Job was a fearful man. He feared God. God already knew Job wasn't going to curse him in his face. He already knew that. That's why he moved ahead. But he told Satan, you can't touch his soul. Job went through a lot. Look what happened to his son. Look what happened to those disciples. Head got cut off and everything else. You better understand, nothing changed. Some people have to lose their life just by speaking the true word of God. That's why everybody can't get too close to him. So, Father God, we thank you for this word. Father God, as I begin to, you know, take the calls, Father God, I ask that if you have a word, you know what they need before they got. Matter of fact, you and I already spoke the word by in the word by me speaking out of Matthew. Somebody was blessed through that word. Somebody, it blessed them, Father God. It was confirmation to them. So, Father God, sometimes they don't even have to ask for nothing because the majority of the time you didn't already spoke and they didn't already got their confirmation. So, Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father God, and I just ask that you cover those that's on here. Cover them, Father God. Cover me. Cover our household. Cover this prayer. Cover their children, their family. Father God, you know what they need. You know. If you got a prophetic word for them, you will have a word. But Father God, nothing is wrong with praying. So Father God, I just ask that you be the mouthpiece in the name of Yahshua. So our first call, like I said, if there's anybody on here that would like to be ministered to, press one on your phone. I'll be happy to minister to you, or if you just want to say anything about tonight's message or, you know, give a word of encouragement, you can press one as well. And like I said, y'all take consider as those that's on here in Jesus' name. 903-918, this is Sister LaShawn Mess, who's calling. Where you calling from? 903-918. Hello.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle from Texas. I'm like, okay, they sleep? How you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed. Thank you. Is there a special prayer request or something you want to share?
I just enjoyed the word also tonight. That was I received some confirmation through the word, and I will also like prayer.
Okay, is there a particular prayer request you have, or
just prayer in general?
Okay, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you for her household. Father God, we, like we said, that cleanses, this cleanser, Father God, cleanse her from her head to the toe. Father God, give her a new garment, a clothes, give her that new warfare clothes that she would, you know, war, that she would have something new to war with. Father God, and I ask that you reveal the peace that you're going to give her, that peace of it's a peace that he going to give you. Not it's a peace, a weapon he going to give you. And so, Father God, I ask that you reveal to her what is that piece of weapon that she needs to war. Because you know what? You have been fighting for a while. Really, really fighting. And some of them, we all have fought in flesh and stuff. But when God teach you how to fight the right way, we ain't going to have to fight that much. The some tools that he give us, some weapons that he give us, we just can say it and command it and stand on it, and it is done. And that's where he's going to get you. You're going to have that faith. When you speak the word, when you pray, it is done. It's a done deal. I'm not going to sit up here and waste my time, keep praying. I'm going to have the faith that I already pray. I believe it. He gave me the tool. He gave me that little piece of weapon that I need for this hour, this time. He gave me that piece of weapon, so it's a done deal. And then when it's done and sealed in heaven, it's going to be done and sealed in your life. Do you understand? Thank you, Father
yes,
God,
sir.
For that piece of weapon. There's a certain piece of weapon you're going to need in this upcoming season. And you're not going to, don't push yourself. Don't be trying to pick up unnecessary warfare. God's going to show you how to enter in into his rest and his peace. Then when he give you this piece of weapon, it's going to be a done thing, a done deal. Believe it and trust that it is done. It is done. It is finished. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I receive that.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, because some things, he's just saying it's time. You stop fighting. You move out the way. You know, I don't know. I really, God know how to fight the battle and which big. He know what's too big for us and, you know, the small. Sometimes we waste our time with small battles that we, terribly. I'm going to sit up here and go on back to sleep, child. Where my angel at? I let them take care of that. Some things we just got to, like, laugh. Because if God laughs at the enemy, because he knows that his time is up, coming up, so you going to laugh too. Some things that just ain't even worth it. And he's going to show you that.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Is there anything else?
No, that was it. I know you got other callers. So praise God. I just received the word, the written word and the spoken word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Michelle, for calling. You have a blessed weekend.
You too. And praying for your family.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
Nine oh eight three oh five.
This is Sister LaShawn. Who's calling? Where
are
you calling from?
Hello, hi. Hi, LaShawn. I'm from New Jersey. How are you? This is Sister Carol. Hi.
Hi, Carol. Sister Carol. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed.
Great.
Well,
thank
is
you
there a special? Oh, for you. We give God glory. Is there a special prayer request you have?
I am just praying for God's leading in my life, and God had many, many breakthroughs, and I'm so grateful for God, for the wonderful Savior. So I just ask God to help me to lead me in every area of my life, and I've been asking the Lord to change anything that is not of the Lord in my life. So, and about leading in finances in every area of my life, people, relationships, and my relationship with the Lord.
You know what? I was hearing God be the glory. That's what I hear, God be the glory. And I don't know what that means, God be the glory, which we know God is the glory of our life.
Amen.
And that's what I was hearing, God be the glory. When you start talking, God be the glory. So I don't know if that's something he wants you to start saying. God be the glory, glory. You know, let him be the glory. Start worship him and say, God be the glory. I don't know why
I hear that. Go and read some Bible verse, because we know when God, when he get the glory, everything moves, even when we go through some. And I know a lot of people, it's hard to, you know, don't understand this and stuff like that, especially when we're going through trials and tribulation, a loss of loved one. Even with Joe, he was saying, you know, even though he slayed me, I would trust the Lord. He get the glory. You know, even when they came and told him about his son and his children, he just ran out there and fell down on his face and started worshiping him. So I believe that's what they mean. Matter, despite what is going on in your life, God be the glory. He get the glory. Devil, you ain't going to get the glory. I ain't forgive you the glory. I ain't just say, oh, this the devil, this the devil. No, he get the glory. God, even though you slay me, I will trust you. I will lean not to my understanding, but thy understanding, because I know you're going to direct my path. You're going to lead me in the path of righteousness. God be the glory. You get the glory out of this. I'm going to give you the glory, and I think that's what he wants you, because you worship, you sing, right?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I say you sing, you worship.
Oh, yeah, I do. Uh-huh. Yeah,
and see, that's what I'm, yeah, that's just what I'm hearing, and that's just one word that I hear from you. God be the glory. So, and that's just what I believe. He wants you to just start giving him glory, either through worship, through praise, and just resting. Just give him the glory. Despite what's going on in your life, give all the glory to God.
Man, he deserves it, absolutely. Yeah.
Even when it says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give it the glory. Yeah. Give him the glory. And I'm telling God love us. Man. It don't matter if we got food, we got a little food, we got transportation, we don't got no transportation, we don't got no money in the bank, we our body acting up. God give you the glory. That's something about that moving hand of God. It moves his hand.
Uh-huh.
Man, my daughter worship me, and she don't got no job. My daughter worship me. She don't have no money. My daughter's worship me when she don't have no car. My daughter worship me when she lonely. She keep constantly worship me, and he'll begin to look over at my God, Holy Spirit speak. He began to look at his son and look at them angels and tell that angel, go get it. He will release it to you. Because you're glorifying him in the midst of your mess, in the midst of your trouble. You're glorifying him. So I just pray that God will give you more confirmation and start giving him the glory. Whatever this is you're going to, that's what he wants you to do.
God be the glory. He gets
Amen.
All the honor and the praise.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what I have for you. So,
yes.
Father God, I thank you. I thank you because you be the glory. And let you be the glory. Let your glory shine in your daughter. I don't care what's going on. Even when she tripped, God, you get the glory. Even when you can't get out that bed. God, you my strength. You get the glory. Even though you can't figure out how you're going to make ends meet. God, you're going to get the glory. I can't see. You're going to fix it. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to move myself out the way so you can come in so you can get the glory. Amen. So, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, LaShawna. And also, I am going to be some, this week I'll be asking the Lord this weekend to show me places where I can find employment. So I ask the Lord to show me where, when, and how. So if you could pray that for me. And also, just continue to pray for every area of my life, that God will just continue to grow me in the things of the Lord. And thank you.
And so, yeah, let's just go back to the word. Even when you're doing a job application or online or wherever you live, take your time and just give him the glory that it's already done. It's already done.
when you start giving him the glory, that's your faith level. But Lord, you already know what I need. And just start thanking him to give him the glory. And believe that it's already done. And don't second guess, don't think about it. You just go walk around singing in your house. God, I give you the glory. Oh, hallelujah. However you pray.
I'm going to be singing that, God. I'm going to sing that too. God be the glory.
Yeah, God, so even with the job search, that's your word. That's your word. So when you're searching a job, despite what it look like, even when you're trying to, you know, figure things out, he don't want you to figure it out. He wants you to walk it out because he didn't already figure it out. God be the glory. That's it.
Okay. I don't remember that. I'll keep that listening when I say. I remember what you said. I was looking for a job. I was looking to sing. God be the glory.
Right.
Yeah, amen. Amen. I also
so
like
you
to pray about. Amen. There's going to be the Global Day of Prayer that I am going to be involved in. The Global Day of Prayer here in New Jersey is going to be on June 6th of this year. And I would like you to pray, keep in your prayers and even listening in, because it is going to be an event where we're going to be praying for people to come to know Jesus in this event. And we need to get many, many people for it. It's going to be in Newark. So we need to have people to pray for the Lord. It's going to be prayer and worship. And we want people to come to know Jesus through this event. So we're preparing for it. So I pray that to put the pieces together and that the music, the musical part, the music, the speakers, everyone, the Holy Spirit just invades that whole whole place there. Yeah. It's a global day of prayer. So it's bringing people to Jesus. Well, of course, Jesus, he gets the glory.
Right.
So,
Father God,
yeah.
We lift this event up to you, the global prayer.
Day of,
is it the, go ahead.
Global day of prayer, yeah.
Global day of prayer. Father God, we give this to you, Father God. And I pray that every leader, everyone involved, that they give it to you. They put it in your hand. And Father God, you'll go ahead of them. And Father God, when you approve it from heaven, when it's approved stamp and approved from heaven, it's a done deal. So Father God, you know those that need to be there. You know who assigned to this assignment. So Father God, we just pray over the ground. We pray over the ministry, Father God. We just speak no weapon form against this day, Father God. We ask that you count the angel, Father God. Supply them for what they need, Father God. Even speak to them from this day until that day. And speak to them, Father God. You speak to them. Let them consecrate with you, Father God. And Father God, I just ask that the Holy Spirit will move up on that ground. Let these people be revived. Let them be healed, delivered, and set free. Because this is yours. We give it to you. You get the glory. So, Father God, we thank you for what you're going to do on that day. And we ask that you move in that place. Let the true Holy Spirit move in that place and upon your people. In the name of Yahshua. Amen.
And thank you, LaShawna. God bless you. I always enjoy listening to you. And I hope you have a wonderful Easter. May you be blessed always. God bless you. Thank you
God
so much.
God bless you. You're welcome. Have a blessed weekend.
Love you, sister. Bye.
Oh, I love you too. Bye-bye. You get the glory. This is Sister LaShawn. This is calling. Where you calling from?
Hey, LaShawn. This is Latrice from Alabama.
Hey, Sister Latrice. How you doing?
It is well. It is well.
Amen. Amen. It is well. Well, is there a special prayer request or?
I believe that God for testing these next 2 weeks for clarity and to get through this portion of the semester.
Mm-hmm.
And for a manifestation of things that are to come.
You know what, Sister Latrice, what I'm hearing, you know my name. That's what I heard, you know my name.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I you know who I am, you know my name. You know who you serve, you know my name. You know who I am, you know my name. That's what I just kept hearing saying, you know my name. He know your name, you know his name. When you know the Father and have a relationship with the Father, you know what he's capable of doing. It's
oh, yeah.
You know what? I have to say what I heard. It just amazed people. I mean, it's just sometimes amazing. I just heard, don't play. Don't play. You already know me. Don't, come on, don't play. Oh, my God. You know me. You know my name. Don't play. You know what I'm capable of. Don't play. He didn't already show you. He didn't already turn it around. He didn't already, and some of those unanswered prayers, he didn't already did. So I'm just right here, don't play. Don't, come on now, don't play. You know me. I know you, and you know me. I have to laugh on that one. God is
there.
Huh?
All by itself.
Y'all think the Holy Spirit don't talk like that? Don't play. You already know me. Don't come on. You know how to ask. You know how to seek me. You know how to intercede. You know how to pray. You know how to pray for yourself. You already know that some things just a done deal. It's just time to celebrate. And this is what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing. Some things, it's just time to celebrate. Thank you, Father. You know what you're capable of. You know your ability. You already know that you're going to pass that test. Uh-oh, who am I speaking to? Come on. Sister Latrice, are you hearing tonight? You already know. Because you already know who you serve. You already know who you serve. So his words say all things work together for the good to them who love.
Yeah.
Come on. And that's just what I heard. It's kind of funny because I'm like, wow, do you really want me to say that? You already know. Like I say, it's always the little bit of stuff that the enemy wants us to get distracted off of. He's like, you already know. You know my name. I know your name. You know who I am. I know you. I know your ability. I know your strength. I know your weakness. When you weak, I'm strong. I'm your strong tower. I'm your strength. I'm your comfort. You already know who to run to. You already know who you need to be kneeling down to. You already know there's a worship deep in your belly, that out your belly should flow rivers of living water. You know what you carry on the inside. And am I the one you carrying on the inside? Or you're abiding in me and my word in you? When you know that without a shadow of a doubt, you should know the ability of your Father. Is anything impossible for him? No. Nothing is impossible for him. And that's what I heard, Sister Latrice.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
Oh, God.
He said, you know his name. He know you. You know him.
Mm-hmm.
Never forget it. Never
mm-hmm.
forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Never forget it. So, Father God, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you for your daughter that you know her name. You know her name is great in heaven. Let her word well in this season, in this hour. Father God, she know you. She know your name. She know your name. She know who you are. She know who she served. She know you without a shadow of a doubt. Father God, she know how to run to you, run to that strong tower. Hide in your tabernacle. She know these things. So, Father God, as long as she know that you can open doors that no man can close. She know this. Speak these things. Speak them in this season. Prophesy. You prophesied over your own self, prophesied in your situation because you know who you serve. In the name of Yahshua, I thank you. Amen.
Amen. And LaShawn, that's one of my worship songs. You know my name.
Oh, my God. Are you for real?
I sing it at church.
Wow, that's what I kept hearing. You know my name. You know my, that's what I kept hearing. Wow. Well,
yeah.
There you go.
Amen.
Wow. Sometimes God was, you think it's a little bit, never be afraid to say what you hear because he's going to come back and give confirmation.
Yes.
Well, Sister Latrice, it's all well. That's something. It's all well. It's all well. It's all well.
Yes.
Well, so God's gonna free up some, and He's gonna free up some of your time so you can enjoy yourself as well. So get ready to expect that.
Hello.
Expect that. That's coming to you soon. Expect that.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sister Latrice, for calling in. We love you. Thank you for everything, your prayers, and God bless you.
Amen, and I continue to uplift you and the family. It is well.
Amen. Thank you.
You post it, and thank you.
I sure will. You're welcome. God bless you. All right. Thank you. You too. Three, two, one, two, three, zero. This is Sister LaShawn. Master's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Aunt Elise calling from Florida.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I wasn't going to try to say your name because I would have messed it up.
It's okay. It's not an easy one to remember.
Yes. Well, how you doing tonight?
I'm okay tonight. I am. Your message in the beginning before you started taking calls really spoke to me. And I did want to call and share something with you too.
A while ago,
I had called in because my daughter, she was struggling in school really bad. I was just like so worried, but she's improved so much. Thank God.
Amen.
Yeah, and you pray with me and pray for her, and I really appreciate that. So
oh,
I just wanted to call her. You know, she is doing a lot better than she was. She still has a little work to do, but the improvement, and she's one of those kids, too, that just, like, she never gives up. She always gives her best, and that's what I admire about her the most. And she's just doing a lot better. I wanted to share that with you tonight.
Oh, we give God the glory, and Father God, continue to do your work, finish work in her daughter. Father God, we thank you for the angel that you have around her, the hedge of protection around her, Father God. Father God, that the angel go the angel go with your daughter. And so, Father God, I just, you know, he's going to honor your prayers. You know, continue to teach your daughter the word of God. You just do the best that you know how, and God's going to do the way. He said, don't turn the little ones away from me. Don't do that. You put the word up in them, so when they go astray the way, they're going to find their way back.
Yeah.
So we just speak that she's fearfully and wonderfully made. And we declare and decree that over her. But what I'm hearing for you, I think this is Jeremiah. I'm hearing, what do you see? What do you see? That's what I'm hearing. I don't know if you heard him saying that to you before, but I hear, what do you see?
What do you see? I'm going to go look up something. I just hear it. What do you see? And I believe that's in Jeremiah. Let's see. Yeah, that's in Jeremiah. Why did he ask Jeremiah, what did he see? What do you see? That's what I heard. And I hear, do God speak to you prophetic in dreams and vision?
Since a kid, yes.
I'm telling you, I hear, what do you see? And I just heard Jeremiah. You might want to read that. But he's been showing you things. I don't know. You've been asking, Lord, I don't understand what it says, or you kind of put it off or what is going on. But and it seemed like you heard this before. He's saying, what do you see? And he's going to really start showing you some things. So pay attention.
All right. I feel like he's been speaking to me so clear. So clear. I would be on the phone forever if I went into anything, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I will share a little with you. I know just like before I picked up and just moved, I felt like he told me to move to another state, told me to quit my job when I was working there for 12 years. I quit that job. And what was it, maybe like a year or two later, I ended up in Florida. That's just after fasting. I just picked up and left. He told me to move. I came here. I'm not going to lie. It's been a little uncomfortable, but that's kind of normal because I'm just walking in faith, and I started another job, and he told me to quit that job. So I recently just quit that one. It was a second job I was working before that, and he told me to quit that one. I put it 2 weeks in. My body felt like it couldn't take it, and I kept feeling like the Holy Spirit telling me, don't worry about it. Like, he ended up cutting the 2 weeks short. I ended up sick. And that happened. And then when I quit the second job, it was the same thing. That job wasn't hard. It was, like, no labor. But one day I got up and I started packing up my stuff. I'm like, what am I doing? And then I'm like, this is it. I just felt it. And I just told me to leave. And then I was like, the 2 weeks, I was starting to feel like I probably couldn't do that. Then he ended up cutting that short, which was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up getting in a car accident, though. So my car is totaled. My job was understanding I couldn't finish out the 2 weeks. They still told me if I ever need references, need anything, that just let them know. And now I'm just, I don't really know what's next. I just been praying for direction, but I feel so much peace. Even before I got in that accident, I was praying about that because I kept feeling like I was going to get in the accident on my way to pick up my daughter. She was visiting with her family. They came down to visit, and I got into an accident. I feel like the prayer probably saved me because I was, like, seeing something totally different. I was seeing it being way worse, but thank God everybody was fine. I mean, the other people involved were injured, but wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he has been speaking to me really, really clear.
Right. So, you know, Jeremiah 1, chapter 1 and 11, in the Bible said that the Lord came unto Jeremiah saying, what do you see? And he said, I see a rock of an almond tree. Even after he told him what he seen, the father told him, you have observed correctly, for I'm watching over my word to accomplish it. So when, and I believe that's what he's saying, when he show you something, what are you seeing? And when you see it, say, Lord, is this what you're showing me? It's okay to ask him. Is this what you're showing me?
And when you see it, oh, I see this over this person. I see this about to happen. He's going to come back and say, you seen it correctly because it's going to manifest. You observe it correctly. You seeing it correctly. Don't second guess what he's showing you. And then it's also Jeremiah 24 and 3. You might want to read Jeremiah. And Jeremiah, mm-hmm. the Lord asked, what do you see? Figs, he replied. The good figs are very good, but the bad figs are very bad. So the bad, they cannot be eaten. Well, you going to see the good in people, and you're going to see the bad in people.
Mm.
You're going to see corruption. You're going to see, you know, when he show you, he's going to show you. And that's what I just heard. What do you see? And when he show you, this is what I see. He's going to say, you seem right. You seem correct. That's exactly what I want you to see. I showed you exactly that what I want you to see. You didn't see miscorrection. You didn't see it wrong. This is what I want you to see within that person. This is what I want you to see with this company. This is what I want to see. This is what I want you to see with this child. This is what I want to see. Want you to see up on this job. So he had to ask Jeremiah, well, what do you see? Because he wanted Jeremiah to know. What I'm showing you, you see what I'm showing you, and it's very correct. Then he'll get the interpretation. Then he'll get the understanding. He will clarify it for you. And sometimes he do it in his word. He'll do it in worship. He'll do it when you praying to him. He's going to always come back and give confirmation. I don't understand, Father, what I see. I don't understand. Make it plain. Make it clear. Is I'm seeing this right? Do I understand this right? Because we need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I need understanding. I need to interpret of what I'm seeing. Is I'm seeing this right? Because I don't want to miss it. So, Father God, I ask that you help your daughter. You know, whatever, and you're going to hear this word loud and clear. You're going to come back with a testimony. You're going to hear the angel or the Holy Spirit going to be saying, what do you see? Look at this tree. Look at this picture. What do you see? And you're going to be able to interpret. You're going to be able to see exactly what nobody else sees. So, Father God, I ask that you touch your daughter's eyesight, every cataract, every scale, anything that's trying to come against her spiritual eye. I'm talking about the correct. Put the eye. Let her see things through your eyes, Father God. Touch her ears, Father God. Anything that's distracting her, Father God, we ask that you protect her, Father God. Protect her guilt. Protect her anointing, Father God, that she will know without a shadow of doubt. You showing that this person ain't right. You showing her this man ain't for her. You showing her, don't even go that way. Don't even go that route. That she will know that it's you. It's you speaking. So, Father God, I thank you and I bless you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
I receive all of that.
Is there anything else?
Nothing I could think of. Maybe just a little direction. I don't know.
I think that's what he's telling you. You know, take another look. What do you see? You know,
okay.
God's word, you know, let his word be a lamp unto your feet to lighten up your pathway. He's going to direct your pathway. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And he's going to put you in the right place. He's going to direct you. It might not be what we want. It might not be on our timing. He never tells us when, how he's going to do it. But he knows it's going to protect. And sometimes he'll put the wall up. You'll run right into that wall. It's for our protection because he's trying to protect us. He's trying to keep some things out. And that could be part of what he's saying. What do you see? What do you know? We want to make sure you know this is where you need to go. There's no, Always seek him. Always.
Okay.
Just talk to
to him like we, I'm talking to you, Lord. I don't understand you. Mm-hmm. You know, I need you. You know, like Thomas.
Yeah.
You remember they went back to Thomas, one of the disciples, and they said, I tell you, God is good how he gives. You know, just give simple stuff to use. I don't believe it. He ain't back. I don't believe y'all. They were Thomas saying, I don't, unless I put my hand, I got to put my hand in his hand. I got to put my hand in his hand in the hole. I ain't for to believe y'all. Y'all can tell me what all y'all can tell. I'm going to have to see him and see the hole in his hand and put, not only, he said he had to see him. Not only he had to see him, he had to look at his hand, look at his feet. Not only that, he said, I got to put my hand in the hole. Come on. Sometimes God show us something, we still ain't going to get it. You show up, we still ain't going to believe it or nothing. So sometimes we just got to touch it so he can know. Remember he said, try me in this. Try me and see when I throw heaven open. Test me. I got to put my hand in it. I got to put my hand in the hole. I got to touch. I just got to touch you, Father God. I got to touch you to know that you're real, that you're here with me. I got to feel the breath of the Holy Spirit to know that you are here with me. Sometimes we got to do that. Sometimes people be like, I just got to. I need to know. I need to know. So I don't know why I had to say that to you, Miss Lady, but there you go.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling, and you have a blessed weekend. And give us
you
a call.
Yep, and your family, you and your family are in my prayers as well.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Have a good night.
You too. Okay, 828-989. And I want to say this. I have, let me see how many. I have one, two. Let's see. I got, I'm trying to see how many more callers we have. And one, two, three more callers with their hand up. 828-989. This is Sister LaShawn. Master's calling. And where are you calling from?
Hi, LaShawn. This is Jennifer from North Carolina. It's been a long time.
Hey. Hey Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
That's
I have
good.
Just struggling a little bit today, but you know, God is good always.
Always.
Yes.
Thank you.
Faithful and true.
Well, Jennifer, is there a special prayer request you have? Or something you want to share?
No, I was just, it's just been one of those days, you know, where I just needed encouragement and just listening in on the show. And I love, you're always talking about breaking bread, and it just kind of resets my mind and my heart and everything. So it's always just great to listen to you and, you know, yeah, I needed a reset, so that was great.
Well, you know what, talking about breaking bread, I'm going to share this, and I don't know why he want me to go this. You know we do nothing of ourselves. We do everything because he get the glory. But one thing I know, when we break bread with Yahweh, with Jesus in our own household, we always tell, break bread with him in your own household. I was ministering to a couple, and I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit just, when you allow the Holy Spirit to speak, he don't speak. And he began to take me to this Bible verse about sowing seed, that when you sow seed, when the Father, when he sows seed in his own household, he's going to reap the harvest. Well, that is, and then he started breaking it down and just really speaking to my spirit. Well, we like to sow seed everywhere else, But we have to learn how to sow seed in our own household. And the way how he explained to me about sowing seed is also breaking bread. We want to break bread, breaking bread, because when he looked at the Father, and when he broke the bread and he told his disciple, this is my body. Even some of them that was on that table didn't even understand what he was saying. Oh, I'm about to go. This is the last supper y'all going to have with me. They still didn't. They were like, where is he going? Is he going to take a vacation or whatever, whatever? You know, but he broke bread with them. When we come together, we, like on PGN, we breaking bread with y'all. We breaking bread. We spreading the word. We sharing his word. We sharing his body. You know, he broke bread. He gave thanks and broke bread. And then when he, you know, poured the wine in the cup, he said, this is my blood. You know, drink. Do this in the remembrance of me. I can tell you something. When you take communion, when you break bread with the Father in your household, in your household. Now, you can break bread in the church and stuff because we're supposed to. But when you break bread in your own household, raise your own household in the word of God. You know, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. When you sit at the dinner table, and you know, you sit at the feet of Jesus, Yahweh, in your own household, make your own household holy. Make your own household a house of prayer. Have a connection and relationship with him in your own household. You begin to sow seeds in your own household. You begin to sow the seed of love. You begin to sow a seed of compassion. You begin to sow the seed, because we know once we connect to Yahweh, once we connect to Jesus, he's the healer and deliverer. You begin to sow seed in your own life of healing and delivering. He begin to show you in the areas within your own self where you need to be set free and delivered. You begin to drop seed, invest in your own household so your household can have the inheritance of love, compassion, leadership, integrity, humanity. That is very important. Those are seeds sown in your own household. You begin to plant seeds within your own household. A lot of people don't teach that. Sow the seed in your own household. Plant the seed very well in your own household that your children gonna know, because in this household we serve the Lord. We're gonna plant on good ground. Your home should always be a good ground to plant, because you're not only planting for your life, you're planting for especially the husband, the head of the household. He got to plant the seed for his whole line, the bloodline, for his wife, his children. He got to show them he is the deliverer. He got to show them that he is the healer. He's the provider. He's compassionate about his wife. He got to show the whole household, because even the Father say, love the wife as the Christ loved the church. Sometimes we don't have the man in the household. When you don't have a husband in the household, who's the head? The Father. So you continue to break bread, but break bread with clean hands. That's why I say he's doing a cleansing. He got to clean up some temple. He got to clean some things out. Clean stuff out of our trunk. You know, a lot of people say that. But when he do clean, it's going to be all good. I promise you. When you let Yahweh come in and let him do what he need to do with us, the temple, clean us up. When we break bread the right way, you're going to have an encounter with Yahweh like you never had before. Oh, who am I talking to? You're going to hear his voice so clear, because there's no clutter anymore. There's no frustration anymore. There's no doubt anymore. There's no fear anymore. That's why some of us, even me, had to go through a washing. We all need to be washed. We all fall short of his glory. And so that's part of breaking the bread. You break the bread for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We all need it. And so God's going to give you some more revelation.
it's going to give you some more revelation, how to handle certain situations, how to move effectively in his will. And you're going to have what your heart desires in this season. It's been a long time, but God's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got the love
Thank
of God.
Father.
Yeah. The reason why I laugh, only if you can see the end, the ladder. When you see the ladder rain, you'll rejoice. God is raining. There's rain. Oh, my God. My God, Holy Spirit, speak. When the rain is released, there's that's the washing. When the rain is released in your home, my God, that's the washing. And so, Father God, I ask that you release that rain in her home. Release it right now. Release the rain. Release the Holy Spirit. Let her have encounter with the Holy Spirit like she never had before. And I thank you, Father God, for raining upon her home, her household. Pour the rain. Pour it. Let it rain. So, Father, open heaven and let it rain. Let it rain.
Girl. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You're going to know when he begins to rain in your home. It's going to clean some stuff up. Don't be surprised you start smelling rain. You might look out the door, I smell rain. No, that's in your home. You're washing some things.
Well, I've actually had that happen once. Not like rain, but, you know, drops when I was in worship.
Wow. Well, you know what I'm talking about then. Because that's what I'm telling
you.
That's why I'm telling you. Thank you, Father. Because that's what I'm telling you. I just felt rain. He's going to rain on you. I don't know. And then it's like a pouring. It ain't going to be drops. It's going to be pouring rain. So receive it, darling. Receive it.
I do. I receive that in Jesus' mighty name. I receive that.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
I'm telling you, yes, I'll give me some of that rain. I want some.
Yes.
Wow. That's just amazing.
I want it to
pour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get. And you're going to call back with a testimony. Now, remember, you tell Satan, get his little self back. He can't hold his rain back. God going to give
you
confirmation.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely been trying.
Yeah.
This spiritual battle has been brutal. Yeah.
And he's going to wash all that. That's what I'm saying. He's going to wash. It's part of the cleansing. It's part of him. He's going to drown the enemy.
Amen.
It's going to drown. It's
Amen.
Like the breaking of the dam. When that dam breaks, anything in the pack is going to be destroyed. Anything in the pack, in the way, when the dam breaks, is going to be wiped out and destroyed.
Wow. That actually
That was
a painting. There was a prophetic painting done years ago, That was the prophetic painting. It was the dam. There was angels, and they were removing all that debris or whatever's been blocking it. And the dam, it was dammed up. And, it was a waterfall painting, and it was So that really speaks to me.
Wow. I remember he gave me that last year that I seen the dam breaking. When the dam break, anything that pet, was gonna be wiped away. He gave me that last year. So that's awesome. And then I heard other people that flow in prophetic was starting to talk about the dam breaking. So I'm telling you, he's doing something in this season because he's setting everything up what we need for this great move, of this revival and this shaking. So receive it. I just can't wait till you come back with the testimony because I like to hear people come back with testimony. And, you know.
No, I will.
All right, then.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too, sister.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Think I'm gonna have to give me some water. Okay, y'all. Thank you for being patient. I'm coming. Thank you.
No hurry.
Hi, 502-548. This is Sister LaShawn. Matt is calling.
Hey.
Where you calling from?
I'm Greg from Kentucky.
Hey, Greg from Kentucky.
Yep.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. Well, thank you for calling. Do you have a special prayer request or anything you want to share?
It's been a difficult week. Mm-hmm. Job is really, really taking a toll, and just had a few issues pop up in my relationship, and just mm-hmm. want to make sure I'm on the right page and going the direction I'm supposed to be going.
Okay. You know, you're right. It has been a strange week. Even I said that, said something about this week. There's some strange stuff going on. But we thank God we're going to draw closer to Father and what the Father is saying. And Father God, I thank you for what you're saying with your son. Father God, you're not a God of confusion. And Father God, we just declare and decree over your son power, love, and a sound mind. I declare and decree upon him power, love, and a sound mind. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for protecting him, Father God. I thank you for directing him, giving him everything he needs just for this hour, this hour. God know how to give a little. He know how to take a little. I know why I'm saying it. He'll give a little and he will take a little because he know what you can handle. He know you. He know you because he formed you. He knew you before the foundation of this world. So he know what you can put on, what you can handle, and what you can't handle. Sometimes he will move the heavy load from us because he don't want us to carry all. He don't want us to carry that heavy burden. So he was uplifted. Let me fight it. Give it to me and get into this place and position. Because ain't you called into ministry? Are you called into ministry? Yes.
I've been in the worship ministry.
Mm-hmm. The who?
And I am the worship. I've done in praise and worship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And actually just talked to the current director at our church to get back involved in that. There.
Well, that's what I hear, that you need. He's lifting a load off of you because you're calling ministry. And I don't know if this a youth ministry. Have you deal with youth a lot or spoken youth life? Or
no,
youth?
I used to. At a previous church I was involved, I was, I wasn't the assistant, but I assisted the youth pastor and I did everything with them.
Listen. Thank you, Father. You have assignment in ministry. You have assignment in ministry. I don't know. You have assignment in ministry. There's assignment there for you.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. You've been running or you didn't got too caught up on, you know, job, work, or relationship. He say, turn back, go back. Greater doors going to open up for you.
Lean not to your understanding, but his understanding. He's going to direct you. You are called to ministry, and he wants you to go back. He wants you to go back. Lean not to your understanding. He's going to show you some things. He's going to show you some things, but he's calling you back to the ministry. Father, I just ask that you give him confirmation and make it clear and plain to him where exactly you need him to be, because he's going to use you. And I see him using you in the youth ministry. And be honest with you, you're going to have your own. Now, you understand about ministry, right? You understand ministry don't always mean that you're going to be in a pulpit in a big maker church. Ministry, he might give you one, two. I don't know how he's going to do it. He might give you five little kids to minister to. But you're going to be ministering to some youth. You're going to be ministering to some youth. Because there's some things you have went to. You're going to be ministering to some youth. And that's what he's calling you. Seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
If you honor him, he's going to honor you. You don't have to worry about the other stuff. You walk in obedience, he's going to honor you. And you're going to be well honored once you line up with the assignment he has on your life, the calling, because you know you have a calling on your life, assignment on your life. Don't run from it. Run to. Go to God. God's going to speak to you. He already got the plan out. He already know who you need to be assigned to, because your voice is assigned. And also, my God, I don't know if you thought about writing a book.
I have done writing.
You have?
I might have written a book, but I've done quite a bit of writing, yeah.
Okay. Well, I see a book. I see a book. I don't know these things that you have wrote down, but I see a book. You're going to get, I'm telling you, you're going to get a confirmation. God ain't forgot about you. He ain't forgot about you, but he needs you to line up. You line up with him. You get on his right side, because he's going to hold you in his righteous hand on his right side. And once you get on his right side, God's going to line everything up that you desire. Now watch, watch, watch. I see a book, and I see you working with a lot of youth. And you need to go complete the assignment, and God's going to bless you. He's going to bless you.
Amen.
He's going to bless you. I'm telling you, he's going to bless you. He speaks to you. You have a gift upon you. You have anointing on you, and he speaks to you. Follow his voice in this season, and you will not go wrong. Follow his voice. Shut up, we come against every other voice, every naysayer. Don't try to look at the number. Never. He always told me, never look at the number. Don't worry about how you sound. I know you country, but they're going to know you. You belong to me. They're going to know the fruit, because you're going to produce fruit. So you keep your eyes, because they look to the hill, which come your help. Your help come from the Lord. Not me and the Lord. Trust him in this process. Trust him with this assignment and see what God do for you in Jesus' name. So I thank you, Father God. I thank you for directing his step. Father God, let your word be a lamp so hard, just let it press on his feet that he would not tread upon ugly ground, wicked ground. Father God, help him to understand that all power and authority have been given unto him. Father God, that you're going to release some key, my God. I'm talking about the keys to the kingdom. You're going to have what you need to fight the battle. You're going to have what you need to bind and loose. I'm talking about certain keys. God don't release and see the Holy Spirit really flowing through me. God don't release these keys to anybody. He got to trust you. And it's going to be certain keys that he's going to place in your hand. Watch. Be careful who you release these keys to, because God's going to trust you with some keys. He said, I'm giving you the keys to bind and loose, and whatever you loose around this earth should be loosened in heaven. But whatever you bind on earth should be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose, it's going to be loose in heaven. Watch what you say and watch what you do, but he's going to release some keys in your hand in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Because you'll be coming
there. Really good work.
Yeah. So we give him the glory. Go back and listen to it and just say, Lord, you said this, and just direct me. What do you need me to do? Where do you need me to be? What are you saying? And he's going to speak to you. He's going to wake you up, and he's going to speak to you. Get your pen and paper out because he's going to speak to you. My God, he's going to speak to you. You don't have to beg for bread. He's going to supply. As long as you walk in obedience, he's going to take care of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for coming in. Get that pen and paper out.
Thank you for being there.
Oh, we give God a glory. Just listen very careful with your ears and follow his direction.
Yes, ma'am. You better believe it.
Well, thank you. God bless you. You have a blessed weekend.
You too.
Amen. Wow. That was very, very prophetic. Wow. Even my hands, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. 310-991. This is Sister LaShawn. This is calling. Where are you calling from?
Oh, praise the Lord. This is Sister Joyce. Hello, Sister LaShawn.
Hi, Sister Joyce. God
bless
you.
How you
doing? God bless you.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. It's just a wonderful thing to be in the house of the Lord. That's really what I definitely want to say because, you know, I feel the presence of the Lord, and, you know, that always brings me joy. So I'm so grateful, you know, that I'm here on the line with you.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
Yes, praise God. And, we had talked a little earlier, you know, the other day. But, I wanted to just kind of a couple things. I wanted to intercede for my family, specifically my granddaughter. And then I have... my little two, well, he's not two yet, but about a year and a half old. And we spoke about generational curses and and trying to hit that spot that perhaps we haven't hit yet. And so I've seen, you know, signs, you know, in both my, even with my little Jericho, he was been, you know, some anger already coming out. And and then with my little granddaughter, I've seen some little kind of a addictive type of eating, and then fear, and then my grandbaby, both of them have musical gifts because that runs in the bloodline too. So there's generational musical gifts and beautiful voice with my little granddaughter, but she stopped wanting to sing when you know the things start hitting her. The parents going through, and you know, the separation. And so I'm just believing God for that their gifts will make room for them, and they'll even want to receive the training and the things that are offered. So at one point when my, you know, before a lot of these things happened, my little granddaughter, I was able to take her to, you know, music lessons, dance lessons. She got a great little speaking voice and very intelligent, but when all those things happen, we end up losing, you know, my oldest grandchild, which is her brother, who she was close to. So we went through a lot in the midst of a lot, and so I'm believing God that no matter what is going on, has gone on, that he still have a deliverance for this family, you know. And that's what I'm standing on. In addition, I have a son, you know, that's doing fairly well, but, you know, there's some things going on with him, too, as far as, well, you know, everybody other than, I should say, God delivered me. But what I'm saying is quite a few years ago, you know, couple of decades, but, you know, I have brother, son, they still smoking the weed and this. So it's like generational. So that's the one thing. The next thing I want to pray about is that God would, I kind of went through this transition in the middle of when I was in the studio working on some new songs with some musicians. And I got waylaid when COVID hit, the studio closed. I got COVID. You know, God had given me some assignments. And it just seemed like one thing after another happened. And now, you know, I'm just now getting my voice back to where I can sing. So I got attacked, you know, in my breath, and then, you know, grieving with the loss of my 20-year-old grandson. And so it's just been a lot. And but I know the Lord has told me that these are still assignments that He's given me. But I get like warfare on them. I get warfare on it. And so God has said, seek me more and more. So that's where I'm going. And so I'm just praying about that, that God would send me, you know, Holy Ghost filled musicians who love the Lord. And not the ones I had before were good musicians, and I got the tracks. But I couldn't go forward then because they were, you know, they weren't really, I don't know, they would say they were saved, but there was like some cursing in the studio and, you know, things that I knew that that's not really what I wanted to be around. So I'm here in Texas now, so just going to really seek the face of God for musicians who really are on the same page of this is the music of the Lord. It's not even my music. It's God's giving the songs, and I feel it when He gives it to me. Sometimes angels sing them to me, and I get up and record them with my phone and then build on them. But I lost a crew of musicians, but God sent me here to Texas, so I'm kind of in a transition right now. But I'm starting to get my joy back, even with all these different changes and losses that I've been through.
You know, all good things, you know, we know when we wait up on the Lord, He should renew your strength. And all good things come to those who wait upon the Lord.
Praise.
While you was talking, God heard every last one of your prayers. And you're not the, let me say this to you. Yes. You're not the only one that's been praying for your family. These are, thank you, Holy Spirit. These are old people that been passed on. These are people that been passed on. Also, because these people have passed on, there are some prayers that God has honored. And He's still honoring them. Despite what it's looking like.
Okay. God is honoring prayers despite what it's looking like.
These are prayers from great great grandmama, great daddy. These some prayers. You have some. Let me tell you something. The enemy loves to put our eyes to be on the bad things, but let me tell you something. You have some prayer warriors in your bloodline.
I never met them. Wow.
Oh, he's gonna show you. These generation back. He's going to show you.
Wow.
Going to show you. These are some I'm telling you, I've seen this. I don't know if it's like a great great grandmother.
You know, because I don't have any, because my grandmother wasn't, she wasn't really like a prayer warrior. She believed in Jesus, but she was like a Baptist. So I always thought I was the only one, the Holy Ghost filled person in my bloodline, because I never met any other than when the Lord saved me and pulled me out. It was I'm like, I feel like the Lone Ranger, my family, nobody really was actually saved.
You're
that
not.
That I met.
Uh-huh. Right, you're not. Even though, I don't know which grandmama you're talking about, even she in the Baptist, and they don't believe in the Holy Spirit, but you don't know the secret prayer. Come on.
My grandmother would pray, and I would hear her saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I was not close to my grandmother because she went through so much.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's a I don't know if there's a great-great-grandmother, but God have honored their prayers that went up for the family. Now, there's a point that it's going to break. There's a breaking going on in your bloodline as well. Don't give up, because he had to deliver some people. He had to deliver them. He had to bring them out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some religion that was not of God.
We haven't talked about that.
That the doors, I see some religion that was not of God, that doors was open. And those things will be uprooted and repent and renounce for. That's why when you pray, repent and renounce even on your dad's side and your mom's side. Going back, I go back 100 generations. I go back 100 generations on both sides.
Go back
100 generations on both sides and repent and renounce for every witchcraft, everything, divination, falsehood. You repent and renounce it, and you uproot it. You repent for what your ancestor did, because there were some doors open, and those doors open up for some of the family members. I see a lot of men in your family being attacked. A lot of the men in your family being up on attack.
Yeah, that's
I know.
We lose them a little bit. We have lost three, and it's usually it'd be premature.
And this is what I want you to do.
Thank God they were saved.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. I said, wow, God, you've been saving my family before I even started praying. But it was probably the people that you say you see who was praying before me, because, my brother, he was saved, but he, died of a mental illness and a violent death, really, at a young age. My grandson, my former husband, his mother, but they were getting saved while I was still, not saved, as a matter of fact. So that's an example of probably, because I always wondered, who was praying for me? He pulled me out.
And I'll tell you, because his prayers already went up, and then God, the Holy Spirit, will wake up people that you don't know and put your name. When they praying, he'll call out your name.
Yeah.
They could be way in New York, or because he hears the cries. He see the heart and the cries of the people, and he'll begin to help people to pray for people that they don't even know. And he have done me like that. So the thing is that in Matthew 28:18, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. When Jesus, when he went to heaven before he left, he said, the same thing you have seen me do. You have seen me heal the sick, clean the leprosy, raise the dead, blind eyes open, deaf ears. Same work you see me do, you should do greater work. He went and put the keys, and he said, all power, all authority have been given unto you. But see, the power comes from him, but by us speaking it with faith and belief, with our hands been clean, our heart been clean, by his spirit, when we begin to intercede for them, we do nothing of ourselves. So he have the high power.
And see, for there is no power but God. The power comes from Him. We move by His Spirit. So we just got to believe. Remember in Ephesians 6, for we wrestle not with flesh and blood. It's not the people.
It's the powers and the principalities and the strong men and the ancestral spirits.
Bind the strong men. See, we have to learn about binding and loosing. And sometimes God, and He's going to give you that key to know how to bind and loose and bind the strong man, because we could do deliverance, but they always going to be the strong man hiding behind the little beauty spirits. They don't want to come out. This is my house. I didn't house here. And someone was saying, I ain't going nowhere. The prayer is for them to be healed and delivered and set free and believe it. Believe our prayers is working. And we have to pray that they will keep their healing and deliverance. But the portals, the doors that our ancestors opened and stuff got to be shed, and it got to be uprooted. And He's going to show you how to do that.
Okay.
He's going to show you some things now. He's going to show you when He think you're ready, because some things you just might not be ready for. And He will reveal it to you when He know you're ready. So when you do pray, you're going to pray right. When you do pray, the angels going to move. When you do pray, things going to shift in your family, that the true deliverance is going to happen in your family. So God is, He delivered you to be a deliverer. And He had to get you ready, because it's not an easy thing. And you are called to break. There are things that will be broken in our family. And some of us called to be the deliverer for our family. Some of us called to be the deliverer for our family.
Right.
Some of us called to be deliverance for our family, to be that curse breaker, to be the deliverer in our family. Would it happen overnight? No. I can tell you that with my family. But I can see some changes with them. My family won't even think about no God and nothing like that. They were laughing at me. Now you see them more talking. They into the word. They posting words. See, I'm telling you, God answer prayers, baby. He changed things. It ain't going to happen overnight, but it will happen. He's going to do it, but He's going to do it. Because one thing, we don't want to get nobody delivered and they not ready for it, because it could cause worse on them.
Right.
So, Father God, I thank you for your daughter. Father God, I thank you for the new beginning, the new place. Father God, I even thank you for the new studio. Don't worry about the studio. God, have you heard a podcast? I think, let me see, that's what I'm hearing, podcast. Is it pod?
I don't know.
Let me see. Podcast. Oh,
well, like,
so what it is? It's what it is like little studio things, video. It's picture. I'm gonna have to send it to you. It's like little things that you can get from Amazon. They have the green thing behind, that you could set up like the green room, and they have like the production thing. That's what it is. Oh, so see, y'all, sometimes I don't be knowing what I be saying, but I pulled it up.
Well, you know, I
came up. It's
a
studio.
Before, and I had like great live musicians, and I'm an artist, but my techie stuff is like, you know, it's a lot involved in producing quality sound and music. And I had people that was doing it, but they were people that were like more humanistic than saved, but they had really good talent. And so I've just been waiting for musicians that got those same gifts, but that who God have, who love the Lord and you know, really want to please him. So the music that I want to, you know, kind of like production, arrangements and all of that, you know, that's what I'm believing for, to be able to produce the music where it has that quality. Right now, I'm a I'm a organization of one, me. So I kind of lost my team, but that separated me from them as well. So,
well, I sent you that information. Go look it up, because that's what I heard. And God probably wants you to start setting it up in your own home. He pulled you away for a reason, but that's what I heard. So look at that and look at the pictures. That's what I heard. You can set it up in your own home. There are ways that you can make music. If you know anybody that just know how to do the keyboard and stuff like that. But it's people that I see on YouTube. People do music out their own home.
Right.
That's what
those
they do.
Those people have some good they have some good techie skills. I don't have that skill set. But I'm working on it. I finally did get, I mean, I'm able to now to post on Facebook, but, you know, I took this class and it was just so over my head. I couldn't quite get it. I mean, you know, these kids who are like 25 and 30 and kids, they still kids to me, you know, but you know, God is going to make a way. That's all I can say.
And that's what I'm saying nowadays, because I see my grandson them come over here and they be making beats off the computer. And I'm like, how are you doing that? He's going to give you wisdom. Look into that thing I sent to you, and he will direct you. He'll give you wisdom. So, Father God, I thank you that if you are doing it for the Lord, he's going to send everything you need.
Okay.
He's going to send everything you need. You don't have to worry about that. He will do. Father God, I just thank you for the divine connection. You know who your daughter needs to be with. So, Father God, I thank you for the divine connection. Connect her to the right ministry. Connect her to the right prayer team. Connect her to the right prophetic group. Father God, I'm asking you to connect. You know where she needs to be in this hour, in this season, even with the worship music, Father God. You let it be a sweet sound in your ear. So, Father God, when we make sweet sound in your ear, you're going to supply everything. Father God, I thank you for the healing and deliverance that you're doing in her life, that you're straightening away everything that needs to be straight away. And, Father God, we ask that every door be closed. Let it be sealed and closed. Father God, to where the enemy had to come to you. And Father God, those doors that he cannot open. And Father God, I thank you for protecting her. I thank you for that grandbaby, the gift that you have in the grandbaby. Father God, everything in the family, we take authority. We bind and rebuke every drug. See, the Bible tells us the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through mighty through Christ, mighty through God by pulling down the stronghold. And I ask that you teach your daughter to pull down the stronghold of addiction, pull the stronghold of of alcohol, pull the stronghold. Any stronghold, it shall come down, just like the Jericho wall comes down. In the name of Yahshua, Father God, keep those angels around that child. Keep that child protected. Keep his ears, keep their ears and eyes protected. Father God, we speak that they'll cover up under the blood of Yahshua. Cover up under your blood. Wash them with your blood. Dip them in the kerosene of fire to burn everything that needs to be burnt out. Father God, we're coming against our mind. Every mind-binding spirit, we take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. And I counsel that headache. that tension headache in the name of Yahshua, the arrow that's coming after her body in the name of Yahshua. Father God, let her break bread with you. Let her sit at the dinner table with you. Let her eat of your body and drink of your blood and make her clean, make her holy, make her wash her as white as snow.
Hallelujah.
How she can serve you with clean hands and pure heart.
Hallelujah.
And Father, what is not of you, you shed it down. Let it be shed down. You put the wall, you put the hedge of protection around her family, around her great-grandchildren. Well, that's your niece, your
that's
niece.
That's my little
nephew.
Granddaughter, my 11-year-old.
That's your granddaughter,
and
okay.
And then also the 1-year-old is a great-grandchild from my 20-year-old.
Okay. So, Father God, you love children, Father God, and we ask that you keep that child
hiding him
in your tabernacle. Hide him in your wing. We break that cycle. We break that curse.
We break it.
Release the hedge.
In the name.
Release the hedge around him, around his home. Father God, release the hammer.
Release a hedge.
Your word is a hammer to crush every rock into pieces. Every lying spirit, every lying tongue. You say we condemn it. You already condemned it in heaven. So let it be done in his life. Let it be done in his family life. Purge his mama. Deliver that family. Oh, Father God, he would not be like that family. Snatch him up, Father God. Snatch him up by your spirit. Father God, this will be your child, your prophetic child. And we ask that you protect his prophetic gift because that's what you call him to be in a prophetic. So, Father God, we ask that you protect him and guide him. And Father God, that his grandmother would teach the word. Every chance she gets, she will put the word in him. Even put the word in him at the age that he is now. Get it in
right
him.
Now.
Because he have a gift of calling on his life. You must put the word in this child.
Every
and
chance
keep this
I get.
Child, keep this child covered up under the blood
of
Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. I will keep him covered. Yes, and so we are definitely. I feel so strong about that. I'm feeling that right now. You know, how can I get that word whenever I speak to him or talk to him, or whatever it is that God will have me to say when I do speak to him over the phone. Hallelujah. I'm praying that one day him and his mama will come up. Here.
When you talk to him on the phone, speak the word of Jesus. Make sure he knows Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus
loves you. Jesus. Jesus. Yes.
Keep that word in him.
Hallelujah.
Keep that word.
Yes.
Father, let the word be tied around his neck. Let the word be tied around his anchor. Your word. No change, but your word. Let your word be in.
Let that mother even find herself taking him to church. Let her find herself even taking him to church, Lord. That she won't even know why she's taking
him. Right, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. God's going to use that child. He's going to use that child at a very, pay attention, he's going to use that child at a very young age. And he's going to get after that mama. Watch. You watch. Run it down.
He's gonna do.
He's
gonna
speak the word. He's gonna speak the word to that mother at a very young age. At a very young age, it's gonna blow your mind.
Whoa!
Watch. So I say, speak the word over him. Prophesy over him. Speak the word over that child now. Speak the protection over that child now.
Yes. Well, what happened was the last 2 or 3 months, she has been like cut off the contact.
She can cut off the contact
the Lord
with family, but she can't cut off the contact with the Holy Spirit.
Right. But the Lord already told me that she's going to be calling pretty soon, that he's bringing a conviction on her.
Okay. I'm telling you, he's going to use that child. Watch.
Amen. Praise God. And my grandbaby, my granddaughter, I thank the Lord for what he's doing for her.
Mm-hmm.
Giving her peace
and
protection.
That's why I tell people, they better be careful how they treat children. They better be careful what they say over children. It's our responsibility to speak the word of Yahweh over children. You have to be careful what you say over children, because those children, some of them children, is his chosen one. Father, I ask that you call his name at a very young age, just like you did to Samuel. You called his name. So I ask that you do this child. Watch him. Pay attention to him. I'm telling you, pay attention to him.
And he will complete his assignment.
Mm-hmm.
This curse is broken.
That's right. He'll show you.
I'm declaring it ended by faith, as well as with my granddaughter.
And stop doubting the hand. Stop doubting the hand of God.
Amen.
Stop doubting the hand of God. Stop doubting his hand. He know when to move, how to move. Stop doubting his hand. Don't be impatient with him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
We're going to talk more, but I thank you for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and grab. We got two more callers. I'm going to go ahead and grab these callers.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Okay, 954-580, Max, who's calling, where you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
How you doing?
I am well, thank you. God is awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great. No complaints. How's everything going?
So far, everything is going well. It's just a blessing. I'm just praying towards God, allowing divine connections, destiny relationships being established. And
mm-hmm.
God will just get all the glory out of my life.
Amen.
I just want to be totally surrendered to him.
Amen.
And yield to his word.
Amen. We thank the Father. And he shall get the glory for your life and what he's doing. He's going to get all the glory, because everything he's going to do in your life, you walking in a new season, new wardrobe, new beginning, new everything, new beginning, new doors, opportunity. Everything that you were saying when and how is coming forth now. And you are starting to see someone coming forth right in front of your face. And you were like, Lord, you love me. You doing this. You know, I took my hands off of this, and you doing this for me? Yeah, that's how much he loves you. If you love him, he's going to take care of you. So he get the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
We celebrate him. So sometimes it takes time. But he know the right time, the right season, and he know the hour, when to release it and when not to release it. Because if we release it too soon, we can mess it up. If he give us too much at one time, we'll mess it up. If he show us what he doing, we still mess it up. So sometimes he got to scale back a little, give a little. Sometimes he got to, you know, bless you with a little. Sometimes he got to hide things from you so it can be a surprise, that it can be a wow factor, that it will be, you love me to do this for me. You chose me. See, everything God don't reveal, because he wanted it to be a surprise, and it's going to be a surprise. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So, start celebrating. Let this be your season of celebration.
Thank you, Lord.
Start celebrating. Even when the enemy trying to come in and fool you. Start dancing on that head. Start bruising his head. I'm going to dance with my brand new shoes on. I'm going to dance with my brand new wardrobe, my brand new war clothes. I'm going to dance. I'm going to shout. I'm going to clap my hands. There you go.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this hour. We thank you, Father God, for the newness. We thank you for, you know, moving her the way you want to move her, Father God. Even sometimes we don't understand, but Father God, your understanding sometimes it's not even our ways. Your ways is not our ways. And your thoughts surely not thoughts. So we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lori. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Sister LaShawn.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you. And thank you for calling in.
Amen. You're
Amen.
Welcome. Thank you. Have a good
you
night.
Welcome. You too. Thank you. Okay, 251-229, this is Sister LaShawn Matthews calling. Where are you calling from? Uh-oh, somebody's sleeping. Uh-oh. Well, Lord, we just thank you for the sleep. sometimes the word put them to sleep. Sometimes the word put them to sleep. Well, if there's anyone else that like to be ministered to, just press 1 on your phone and I'll be more to bring you on the line. I thank y'all for calling in tonight. Thank you for enjoying the show. And we give God all the glory. We give him the honor. And we just so blessed to be in the presence of the Lord at this season. This is a great season to be in his presence, to get closer to him. Despite what's going on, I don't care what's going on, get to a point where you're seeking the Father. Get to a point that you have a relationship with him. Get to know who he is in this season, in this hour. Get to know who he is in this season and hour. I don't know why someone would call me. They know I'm on the radio. But get to know who he is. Know him as your, some of you women, as your husband, as your provider, because you are his bride. And I've mentioned this before. I think I mentioned this on the prayer line, that I have seen in the spirit realm where the Father is releasing wedding dress, bride dress, because he's dressing his bride. I didn't see him. I didn't see him release crown. I didn't see him where he said, well done. He's saying well done now. He's saying well done to some people right now, that he's proud of the ones that's doing the work for the kingdom. So get to a place where you can hear his voice for yourself. So he's going to order your step. He's going to, I call them breadcrumbs. You know, he would drop breadcrumbs. Okay, daughter, keep going. You doing exactly what you, right where I want you. You're doing exactly what I want you to do. Keep going, because I'm dropping these breadcrumbs. You're doing okay. Don't look at your situation, because the situation will get you out the will of God. You keep your eyes up on him. I always encourage yourself when you don't have anyone to encourage you, because this is not easy. It's not easy. It never will be easy. Saying yes to Yahweh will cost you. It calls Joe. It calls David. It will cost you to say yes. It ain't going to be easy. It will cause you relationship, friendship. It will cause you to be set apart. It's going to cause you to be different. You can't be like everybody. It's going to cause people that don't like you. When people would give me a prophecy and say, oh, you got so many enemies, I will always say, why I got to be the one with the enemy? What am I doing? Some of these people I don't know. But anytime you be God mouthpiece and you speak in the truth word from words, you're going to have enemies. You're going to have enemies. Your own family ain't going to like you. So, but you keep going because it's going to pay off at the end. You're going to get the God going to shine upon you. We are here to be his servant. And it ain't going to be good. Some of us got a tougher assignment than others. But we help each other. We are one body. Pray for those. Pray for me. Because, see, my voice is trying to leave. My voice was fine. And see, I'm a voice trying to leave since I've been on here. But I'm going to still speak his word. I'm going to speak his word. And it's just through his strength that he get me through. Keep us lifted up in your prayer. Remember, God know the plan for your life. And it's good because we know what his word say in Jeremiah 29:11. We know what he say about us. So know who you are in this season. Know your assignment. And always stay in your lane. Don't try to go outside in nobody else's lane. If God called you to cover someone, cover them. If he called you to come together and pray with them, do that. Whatever he called you to do, do it. Walk in obedience because obedience is better than sacrifice. There's greater rewards in heaven than it's here on earth. I'd rather have the favor of God than anything else. God bless you. Thank you for praying for my family. We pray for those that, I'm going to say celebrate. I heard that when I found out somebody's mother passed, and I was going to write it on that post, and I decided not to do it, but she came on later on saying this is the time to celebrate, and I said, oh, my God, because I was going to write that on her post when I heard her mama passed. I was going to write, you know, sending my prayers and love, peace, strength, but during this time of celebration. Some things are required to celebrate, not moan and sorrow. I used to hear my grandmama say this, and she said, we got it backwards. Well, you're supposed to cry when they birth, when somebody coming into this world. And when someone leaves, you're supposed to celebrate. I was like, huh? That's just so backwards. No, it's not. We cry because we born in a sinful world, but we were born sinners. We are born in a very wicked, corrupted world full of sin, but we were born sinners. Now, throughout our lifetime, we become sinners. So then it started making sense. Yes, I see why you will cry when a child is born. Oh, you said not only celebrating their life, you crying. Because of this word is so wicked. And we cry for these innocent children. We cry for those innocent children. The ones that been abused. The ones that have to go through things that cannot fight for themselves. Because they too young. Yes, we cry for those. And sometimes we got to celebrate when people leave up out of here. Because no longer they have to be in pain. No longer, I thought about my cousin, no longer he got to walk around with his mind like that, wonder where can he lay his head, who can he get help from, you know, the confusion that was going on in his head and stuff like that. He don't have to be tormented no more. He don't have to walk around like that no more. He don't have to suffer no more. So, yes, that should be a celebration because we still here. We still here, and they gone no more. So let God give you more revelation on that. Thank you for calling in. I'm your host, LaShawn, for tonight. I'm going to play one more song, and we're going to call it a night. God bless you. And I'm praying for your family. I'm praying for the protection of the family. Let's come together and pray for the young generation, the protection. Father, protect them. Protect their mind. Keep them from danger and harm. Oh, Father God, I see what you're going to do to this young generation. That's why the enemy is on a rampage. That's why he's trying to kill, steal, and destroy. But, Father God, your son said, I came to get life and life abundantly. We prophesy to those young generations that you shall have life and life abundantly. We prophesy to the young generation, to the east, the west, the north, and the south. We prophesy to the young generation that's in Texas. We prophesy to the young generation in California, Florida, New York, Chicago, special Chicago, New Orleans, Louisiana, oh, North Dakota, South Dakota. We prophesy even in Seattle, Washington, in Ward Air, these Porter, over Colorado. We prophesy, oh, Father God, we prophesy to the young generation in Iowa. We prophesy to the young generation that's in Minnesota, in Africa, India, oh, Father God, that's in China. We prophesy to this young generation that they will not lose their life at a younger age. They will not die by suicide thought. They will not die by a bullet of a gun. They should live, and they should live by you, Father God, knowing who you are. Oh, Father God, you about to show them how real you are. You about to show them that you are real. You about to show them that heaven is real. You about to open their eyes. You about to take the veil from around them, the veil from their face, the veil. Oh, Father God, you about to rip the veil with the young generation. No more would they be deceived, but their eyes should be wide open to who you are. They about to receive your unshakable hand. They about to see the move of the Holy Spirit like never before. They about to see real miracles. I'm saying real miracles. Not this falsehood, not this false supernatural. Oh, they're going to know wicked is wicked. They're going to understand woe unto those that make wicked good and good wicked, evil good and good evil. Father God, they're going to know the difference, and you're going to raise them up between the age of one and up. Baby's going to be coming out singing a song. Young children going to be coming out saying, holy, holy, holy is God Almighty. Y'all better hear and y'all better write this down. You're going to hear these young babies, these young children laying hands on their parents. They are going to be called in true delivering ministry. No more faking deliverance. No more faking healing. You about to see this young generation come from the east, the west, and the north and south. You about to see the young generation at the age of one, at the age of five, laying hands on their parents. I'm saying when parents come into in their house drunk and smoking, the kids gonna lay hands on their own parents. You about to see something that you never seen and witnessed before. It's just gonna be the great move of God's glory. You gonna see the glory in your own home. You're going to see it with your own family. You're going to see it with your own grandchildren, your own sons and daughters. They're going to begin to prophesy, and they're going to prophesy with the word of God in their mouth. This thing is going to be unusual. This thing is going to be uncommon because he's separating the wheat from the tare. You're going to know the ones that's real. You're going to know the ones that's in his right hand, the righteous one, because he's going to do something that we ain't never heard of. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled in this hour. Those who hunger and thirst and chase after him, he's about to fill them up with his glory. He's about to fill them up with his spirit. They're going to see things that they never seen before. They're going to tell things that you ain't never heard before. They're going to see exactly through God's eyes. And they're going to move with the Holy Spirit across this nation. He got to move some in Africa. He's going to move some in India, in that Buddhist state. And watch this. He's about to call the ones that's in the Catholic Church to come out. He's about to open their eyes.
revelation. He's about to open their eyes, even those that worship Buddhists. He's about to open their eyes, even those that's in the Muslims. He's got to open their eyes to the truth, because he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And y'all about to witness this thing. Y'all about to see this thing. It's going to move across the nation. It's going to move across the country. China, God is watching you. China, God ain't forgot about you. China, his wrath is coming upon you. You better understand, he's seen what you did. He's not pleased with you. And you better know he's coming to the White House. He's seen what you did, and he's not pleased with you. He's coming for you. And God is about to raise up his mouthpiece with this young generation. They're going to go into the White House. They're going to go into the government. They're going to go into the police office. They're going to go into these places that God's going to send them to. And they're going to speak exactly what thus said the Lord. Don't be surprised when a child come into your mother's room in the hospital and lay hands on your mother. Don't be surprised if a child come in a child room in the hospital and lay hands on their child. You about to see the great move of God like never before, and he's going to start with the children. Why you think they have an abortion? Why you think the California just passed the law that they can have abortion at the age of 6 months, at the age of pregnancy of six months, because they're trying to sacrifice these kids. And God is about to release his, I'm telling you, God is about to release a wrath upon California that is going to split that city, that state. You're going to know, because the whole, everybody connected that's on that vault line. Everybody, let me tell you something. You better understand, there's angels standing up outside of California. There's angels standing up in New York. There's angels that's in place in this earthly ground. There's angels with sledgehammer. There's angels, they about to release the sledgehammer to crack open this ground. And he's about to swallow some people up in California, because California needs to line up with the law of liberty. New York needs to line up. Some most states need to line up. In Africa, if you don't line up, he's going to do you the same. I'm telling you, these are some chosen places that God chose. Israel, the Jerusalem, don't think he forgot about you either. He ain't pleased with you and what you're doing. Let me tell you something. God for to shake some things up, a great shaking. He's about to shake some things up, and judgment is here. Judgment is here. And we've been saying, get connected to Yahweh. Have a relationship with him, because he for to get ready to expose some things that is going to mess some people up. Destruction is coming. I ain't talking about the spirit of destruction, because that spirit of destruction been here. I'm talking about the destruction of the Lord. He about to release the broom of destruction, and he's about to sweep things. He about to sweep it. He got to sweep it. Remember, we said he got to let the falsehood come first. He got to let the witches and warlocks and the whatever they call witches and warlocks and all them, they got to come forth, because you're going to know who they are. You're going to know who real and who not real. They in the pulpit, wizards, witches, warlocks. They all in there, just not only them. These people are doing some crazy stuff. Blood sacrifice, covenant sacrifice, money sacrifice. They're doing all crazy things. God is allowing people to see it. So when he moves, the righteous going to come in the front. You're going to know who's real and not who's not real. You're going to know who's been performing fake miracles and signs and wonders. You're going to know the one that go consult the dead, your dead relatives, that go and mess with the underworld. You're going to know them. Trust me. You're going to know them. These people going to manifest right in front of your eyes. He's going to show. He's going to open the eyes of, pay attention to this young generation. They about to see evil is evil. They about to see evil for what it is. Even we said they're going to go to a concert and they're going to begin to see evil in the concert. They're going to be able to see this thing because Yahweh say, I'm about to see. I heard the prayers of the righteous and they had prayed to me and said, God, do what you need to do to open this young generation eye. Show them that you're real. Show them that angels are real. Show them that heaven is real. Show them that demons is real. Show them that unclean spirits is real. Show them that Satan is real. And that is exactly what he's doing. And these people like, no, I didn't see hell. I didn't see the devil. I didn't see some things while I was puff passing, scared me. Sometimes God got to let them keep smoking because when they keep smoking, he's going to show them who got them. He got to show them demons are real. And sometimes it just take one puff for them to see them demons and they're going to change their life. They ain't going to pick up another marijuana. They ain't going to pick up another drug. God got to do it, y'all. Y'all got to know how to pray. God will open their eyes to see something, will have them running back, falling on their knees, crying out, save me, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. I don't know what that is, but if I can see that demon, if I can look at that demon, I know you got to be real. So sometimes God got to open their eyes to see it to have them come back and repent. Who am I talking to? Y'all better understand the ways of Yahweh. While they're up there puffing on that marijuana, on that pipe, shooting up, they're going to be seeing something. You think they don't see the spirit of destruction? You think they don't see the wizards and warlocks flying around them? And they looking at like, I must be tripping. What is this? Now God got to show them. You in darkness. And this was torment you. And it's going to keep tormenting you until you repent and turn from your wicked ways. Who am I talking to tonight? Because if they can see that, some of them got the gift anyway. They just open the, they just spirit tapping into something else because they hot. Or they drunk. And them spirits torment them. That's going to make them come on their knees and repent. I don't want to do this no more. I didn't seen too much. I didn't seen too much. Someone might have encounter of God and he might have to take them down there and show them hell, that hell is real. Come on. God will do what it needs to take to get them where he needs them to be in this hour, in this season. That's why you got to know how to pray. Pray, how to pray for your loved ones. Do what you need to do. Do them like you did Saul. Do them like you did Paul. Sometimes you just got to pray the prayer. You just got to put the hammer down. You knock him right off his high horse and you blind him for 3 days. He had to have encounter with you. He went all over. He was killing your Christian. He was killing people for saying your name. He didn't kill all these Christians. So much blood was on his hand, and he was on his way to kill some more. But you stopped him dead in his track, knocked him off that high horse, blind him. He said, who art thou, Lord? You had to show him who art thou, Lord. You got to show some of this young generation. You got to show some of these men and women. Who are thy Lord? They got to have encounter. Some of these people have to have encounter with Jesus himself. Come on. Some prayers you got to say, do it, Father God. Do them just like you did, Paul. Do it. Show yourself up. I don't care if I see you. I don't care if I see you, but let them see you so they know that you are real. So they know heaven is real. They know you, the Savior. They will know who are thy Lord. Let my nephew see it. Let my brother see it. Let my daughter see it. Do what it needs to do, what you got to do, so they can come crying after you and serve you. Oh, y'all don't hear me tonight. Stop praying these little petty cats. Oh, Lord, don't kill them. Oh, Lord, save them. Oh, Lord, don't let them do this. No, you got to go into some real prayer. Do what you need to do to save them. Open their eyes so they can see you. Sometimes open their eyes so they can see who they serve. So I pray this word has been a blessing. My time is up. I'm grateful. I'm keeping you and your family in our prayer. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed night. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. I'm going to close with this song, that there's no grace. No grace.
greatest. Remember that he has all power. And remember that he never has a bad day. So it doesn't matter what it looks like or what you feel like. How many know that God is still in control?